You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Date yourself well, and welcome back to Women Sipping on Life. Dear soul sister, I'm so happy that you're here. Today, we're talking about this. Truth isn't popular. That's right, my dear. Truth isn't popular. I know. We'd like to believe it is. We'd like to believe that people tell the truth. We would like to believe that we are believing truth. But the question is, are you believing something that is true? And the more I live on planet Earth, the more I coach, the more I have interactions with people, I am convinced that truth isn't popular. Popular or not, truth is truth. And knowledge of it, acknowledging it, living in it will set you free, my dear. And that's the great news today, is it's knowledge of the truth that sets us free regardless of whether or not it's popular. We all have a soul story, not so sacred, that we could share right now. I know it. If you've lived on planet Earth long enough, we all have a story where somebody has wronged us, someone has told us a lie, someone hasn't been honest or truthful, and it's disappointing, right? It feels like it's a betrayal. It feels so deceptive, and we know how devastating that can be in a relationship. But what if that relationship is within your own heart and soul, my dear? Yesterday, I did the episode with you, OMG, Am I Becoming a Mean Girl? Hopefully, you've listened to that. Hopefully, you've been able to uncover and discover some things for yourself if, in fact, you have been that mean girl or have been becoming that mean girl. You're putting a stop to it and you're choosing to be the bestie. No different than when we look at, are we being honest with ourselves? Are you telling yourself the truth and are you believing the truth? Now, if you listen to me for any length of time, for any of the podcasts, you will know how I am absolutely sold out on this thing called truth. And the reason I'm so sold out on it is it's the only thing that I've been able to stand on in the most devastating times, in the greatest loss, in the hardest and the most painful experiences. It's been truth and knowledge of it that's allowed me to live and stand and grow from there and heal in freedom. I want that for everyone. I want that for everyone I know, everyone I love, everyone I coach, all of you, you, my dear, personally, even if I've never met you in person, I desire that for you, to be able to know the truth, to know what you believe and why you believe it, and to be able to ask questions that expose the truth and also expose the lies. I'm going to tell you, in all of my years of practice as a chiropractor, in all of my years as a healing life coach, in all of my years of working with people, I have found that the ones that get the greatest breakthrough in their lives, the biggest changes, the biggest transformations, are the ones that said, no matter what, I am willing to know the truth and then make decisions based on that truth. If not, it's like standing on a slippery rock and trying not to fall. You may have heard me say this in a previous episode. I'm telling you, my dear, even though truth isn't popular, it is the only thing that will allow you to stand and live in freedom. When we have truth, now we can put our trust in something that's solid. And yes, as I've said so many times in our 6 sacred soul date agreements, okay, or soul date secrets, bottom line is, if it can't be interpreted at least 2 different ways, it's probably not true. So you could be saying, well, how is that something to stand on? The reality is there's many different ways to look at a mountain, but it doesn't change the fact that it's a mountain. And you can choose to go around it over and over and over. You can choose to go through it. You can choose to go up and over it. You can choose to stand at the bottom and say, this is too much for me. But whatever you believe about that mountain, that becomes your truth. And the truth is if your truth is not allowing you to get what you desire and to live the life that you desire and to create the life that you long for, then it's time to look at that mountain in a different way. That's right, my dear. It is time to look at the mountain in your life or the mountains in your life in a way that will allow you to actually see possibility. And where there's truth, there's possibility, because it gives you the opportunity to start making some decisions. That's right, to start making some decisions. Like I said yesterday, when we talked about exposing the mean girl, it comes down to what are you going to choose? Are you going to choose to believe the truth about you, your life, and your desires, and your dreams, and your possibilities? Or are you going to believe something that disempowers you? A lie will always disempower you. It may not always feel like that in the beginning when you first start telling it or first start believing it, but it will not lead to freedom. It is a one-way ticket to disaster, for real. So I am asking you today, are you willing to start looking at all of the beliefs that you have in your life and asking what is true for you? And you will know if it's the truth because you will have a freedom. You will feel empowered. You will be inspired, and you will be able to act in good faith, with trustworthiness in what it is that you decide to do. If not, and there are all these stories, all the blame, all the shame, all the guilt, all the judgment, that, my dear, is not truth. If you are spending a lot of time in judgment, guilt, shame, and blame, chances are, even though you're looking at some facts, you're seeing it only one way. Is it possible for you today to see it and the way in which it will allow you to expand, grow, and to live in freedom, my dear? I know, this is kind of like I'm preaching today, but I'm telling you, I see it far too often, and I personally have went through something recently. I've gone through something where I had to deal with a very difficult situation, and it was like, where's the truth here? Let's find the truth. And I know that when we discover the truth, there isn't anything that can stop us. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself. Today's Sacred Soul step is this. Be honest. Is there any area of your life where you feel as though you're not empowered? Somehow there's a story going around in your mind and in your heart that says you're a victim, or that says you can't, or that says, poor me. Any story that's happening right now in your mind and your heart, expose it. Write it down. Write down the truth about what you feel. And then ask yourself, is this true? And is there another way for me to see it? Bottom line, whatever story it is, whatever circumstance, whatever feeling, ask yourself, is this true? And is there another way that you can see it? I sure hope this helps you today. I believe with all my heart it will. And yes, even though truth isn't popular, it is the true path of freedom. I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.